السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الذي يتوفاكم بالليل ويعلم ما جرحتم بالنهار ثم يبعثكم فيه ليقضى أجل مسمى. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من خاف أدلج، ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل. ألا إن سلعة الله غالية، ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected brothers and elders, human being psychology is this, that he travels and he moves for a better place, better economic opportunities, and better place where he could have a better life. This is the human psychology. This is the reason a person, he keeps on striving in his career, and he keeps on striving in his business, so he could achieve the best, and he could become the most rich or the most accepted individual. This is what the human being's desire is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put inside this human being this desire to achieve and to get the best, which is called in the Arabic Quwwatul Irada. Quwwatul Irada is that opportunity, or is that desire in which a person needs to excel. There is a reason, and this is not given to any other creation on the earth except the human being. The desire to achieve, and the desire to excel, and the zeal. This zeal is only in the human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this zeal, like for example, if the animals, let's say a lion or any other animal, when they hunt, so after they get the food, then they do not bother. You know, especially if you go in the circus, you would see that, you know, these trainers, that they are with the lions and different kinds of animals, but they do not attack them. The reason is they are already filled up, so then they do not need to get more. This is the mentality. But the human being, he wants to get as much as he can, and even if he has the maximum, he would say, "Halim Mazid, can I get some more? Can I get some more?" There's a reason Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Law kan li Adam wadiyan min dhahab labtagha ithnayn." If the human being had one valley, this is just an expression of wealth, he would desire to have a second one. And if he had the second one, he would desire the third one. وَلَا يَمْلَأَ جَوْفَ آدَمَ إِلَّا التُّرَابُ وَيَكُولُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰهُ مَنْ تَابُ. And only his stomach would be filled up by the sand of qabr. So Rasulullah ﷺ is giving an example. So this desire to achieve, and the desire to excel, and the desire to and the zeal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to this human being. And why he has given this human being is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this human being a special creation of Allah. The rest of the creations were created by the Amr Kun. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Human being, even his physique, Quran says, خَلَقْتُ لِيَدَيَّ أَسْتَكْبَرْتَ أَنْ كُنْتَ مِنْ عَالِينَ. كَمَا يَرِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ, he created by his hand. This word, the literal translation is, this is, كَمَا يَرِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ, Allah knows best. Then on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَوَيْتُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew into this human being. كَبَا يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the actual reality of that. Then this is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this human being special. And he said that in Nijarun fil ardi Khalifa, he's also the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has this, Allah has put this desire to achieve. That's the reason you'll see a human being, if you look into the history of the human being, they did not stop, you know. Everything keeps on, there's always an effort to get better and better and better. This is the human being, if you see in the course of the history, this is what it was happening. How the houses were, they kept on getting better and better and better. The means of transportation kept on getting better and better. This is how the human being was. So this desire to excel and the zeal to achieve, human being makes an ambition and he makes a goal and he wants to achieve that goal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this desire and this zeal Allah has put inside the human being. Reason is this, that so that he can get connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reason Quran says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Your objective is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than besides Allah, if that becomes the objective, then the Quran tells us what happens to those individuals whose objective is besides Allah. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَ. If he wants, his objective is besides Allah, dunya. Shahawat. This is, his objective is not Allah, other things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person makes his goals something else besides Allah. What are the shahawat? Quran tells us. There are seven shahawat which the Quran speaks. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ. The desire of the men, the women, children, and gold and silver, and real estate, and different types of, you know, business ventures. This is what the Quran speaks in today's terminology. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. This is what the human being's desires are. Either the human being wants to excel in his career, or he wants to excel in the amount of money which he makes, or he wants to excel, you know, how many haram he can do with the women and stuff like that. These are the things which the Quran speaks. These are the desires of the human being. So when he makes them as his objective of his life, so Quran tells us what happens. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَةِ. He makes besides Allah these desires. Quran says, عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. So Allah says, I'm going to give them what he wants, but two conditions. Not everybody is going to get it. And the second thing is this, who we want, how much we want, we are going to give it to them. Not everybody would become a millionaire, not everybody would become a billionaire, not every person would achieve his goal, what he's looking for. Then the Quran says, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ يَسْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَلْحُورًا. Then Allah says, I'm going to make his place Jahannam. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. And the one who makes his objective Allah, and he makes an effort on that, so Allah is going to reward him not according to his effort, but according to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah is becoming angry on the human being? It's like, for example, you go and visit somebody, you know, he says, you know, I need to take a shower or something, and he gives you an expensive piece of bathrobe, and you look at it and he says, oh, this is a $50-$70 bathrobe. And he says that, okay, why don't I do this? You know, there's some grease on my tire, let me wipe it off. And then you start wiping it off, so the host becomes angry. Why he becomes angry? He says that the thing which I gave you, you're using for this thing? This is for your own, you know, personal hygiene. You're using it to clean the grease. So why Allah becomes angry on the human being? Allah says, this zeal which I gave you is so that you can reach me. You can come close to me. This is the reason. I gave this so that, because you're the only one. The angels don't have the capacity, and the rest of the creation don't have the capacity. the desire to get connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is different from ibadah. Ibadah every human being is doing. The whole creation is doing ibadah. سَبْحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Every creation is doing tasbih of Allah. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَن فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالنُّجُومُ وَالْجِبَالُ وَالشَّجَرُ وَالدَّوَابُ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. They all are doing worshipping to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what was the cause? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave? The ibadah, the rest of the creation is also doing. But the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the desire to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was the speciality of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. They're an extreme love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made this human being that this human being needs to be connected with Allah. That is the reason a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that, Ya Rasulullah, Aina Rabbun, where is our Lord? قَرِيبٌ فَنُنَادِي بَعِيدٌ فَنُنَاجِي. If he is close, we will talk to him softly. If he is far away, we will talk loudly. فَأَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. So the wahi came down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That the man very close. When they ask where I am, Allah is very close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا. I'm very close to you. Oh Allah, how close you are to me? How close you are to me? You want to know how close I am to you? وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. More closer than your jugular vein. This is how close I am to you. Oh Allah, you are so close to me. But how come I don't feel it? A person, for example, people don't get married. They're very close to their wives. But if there's no means of communication, what happens? What happens when there's no means of communication? You know, they get divorces, they get separated. Because they're very close to each other, but there's no communication between them. Let's say one spouse is waiting for the other spouse. The closeness is there. The physical closeness is there. But there is no communication. So, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْعَلَى. Allah says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. I'm more closer than your jugular vein. But if there is no communication with Allah, if there is no connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so how a person will come? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for the human being to get close to him. Allah has put inside the human being the desire to come close to Allah. But if the human being is not using this desire to come close to Allah, instead of this, he is using this desire to achieve the shahawat and the worldly things. So how he will get connected with Allah? But if you talk to somebody, then you get close to that individual. When you speak with somebody, you will become closer to that individual when there is a means of communication. That is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah, you have to understand these two things. One is ibadah and one is closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two things. A person doing ibadah, thinking that I'm being close to Allah. Ibadah, the rest of the creation also is doing. The angels are doing more ibadah than you. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرْهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do exactly the way they are told. But is the connection of Allah is there? The closeness of a person feels. This closeness is called عِلَاقَ بِاللَّهِ. This closeness is called the iman, the one who is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there are signs of this closeness to Allah. What are the signs? الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When you are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your hearts, when you remember Allah, for example, if you talk to somebody, لا سمح الله, for example, if somebody's child has passed away, you know, when I used to live in Dubai, there was somebody whose son, you know, young boy passed away, 25 years old. He died in a car accident. So his father or his mother, whenever they would talk, they would always, you know, if you say this was his only son, so if you just say the name, they will keep on talking and talking and talking because they have that, because this is my son. So Quran says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. So what are the signs that you are connected with Allah? You have that iman. And this, of course, this connection keeps on increasing. We should also call the iman, when it keeps on increasing. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The hearts start trembling when you say the name of Allah. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. when the Quran is being read, then iman keeps on increasing. Allah nazzala ahsan al-hadith kitaban mutashabihan mathaniya taqsha'irru minhu juludu alladhina yakhshawna rabbahum. Their goosebumps stands up when they hear the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when they hear the Quran. What was the reason when the Sahaba, when they used to read the Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Aisha, send Abu Bakr to make the salat." So she herself decided not to send Sayyidina Abu Bakr. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing away, she said that she sent Sayyidina Umar. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam afaq. So when he regained consciousness, he said, "No, Abu Bakr." What was the reason of the Sahaba, when they used to read the Quran, it would affect their hearts. It would tremble. They would tremble. Very many hadiths are there. When one Sahabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told them to guard, when they were guarding the valley, so that no highway, no robbers should come and attack them. So while they were guarding it, so one robber came, and then he looked at them, and then he started shooting arrows. The first arrow came and hit. He took it out and threw it down. Second, the third. And he finished the salat and he woke up his second companion. When the second one woke up, so that person ran away. So he said, "Why you did not wake me up on the first one?" He said, "The reason is because I was in the salat." And because I did not want to break the salat. And the story you must have heard many times. The question is, what was that thing? 50 years have passed away in my life. 40 years passed away. 30 years passed away. How come I do not get that in my salat? How come I don't get that that closeness to Allah? That closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even a person is doing all the adhkar, all the amal. He's doing all of these amal. How come I'm not getting that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That closeness needs to be developed, my dear brothers. That is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "What do you do in the night? وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا." In the night, you remember me. I want you to say my name. But with all cut off from all the creation, no one lives between you and me. Just say my name. وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ. Say my name. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. But I don't want any person to interfere when you're between you and me. Another ayah says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرَغَبْ فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ تَكُنْ فَارِغْ. So the ulama, they were amazed. What do you mean by فَارِغْ? Allah's Rasul has some dunya in his heart? Impossible. They came to the conclusion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had one thing in the heart, which was the fikr and worry of the ummah. How the ummah could be saved from the jahannam. This was the worry. So when this worry was there, so Rasulullah Allah said that, "Okay, I know that you have this much worry. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَأَخْرَ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِ مِنْ لَمْ يُمْنُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفَىٰ." That you want to finish off yourself if they don't become Muslim. So you have this desire, okay. But even that desire, when you come towards me, take it out. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. Take it out. فَانْصَبْ أَيْ اِجْتَهِدْ. You get tired when you are in front of me. وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. And you are just connecting towards me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first thing is Allah is saying that develop that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole day you are working and then you go home and go to sleep. So the wife says, "You know, you have very much my time." So you see, I have the whole day, you know, I gave you my ATM card, my credit cards. Everything is you have. So he said, no, everything is fine. But what is my personal time? How come I don't get a chance to sit and talk to you? How come you don't do this to me? So I've given you everything. You can spend anything which you want. Everything what you want, I've given it to you. The wife said, "No, where is my personal time?" My respect, brother, this is just an example I'm giving. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the examples to understand. You know, He made these kind of relationships so we can understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That's why you see in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives them giving different types of examples. Even the kuffar, they said, مَعْرَضَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. Allah is giving these kind of examples because for the human beings to understand, so a person can understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even if the human beings, they want to have a personal time, so how come a person does not have this personal time with Allah, because each human being has a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, my dear respected brothers, is connection with Allah. He's saying that this is what you need to do. This is what he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That what you need to do during the day. In the night you have this connection with Allah, with me. You're disconnected from the whole creation, saying the name of Allah. You are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That it's only you and Allah. This is what you're doing. And during the day, inna laka fi an-nahari sabhan tawila. What is your job during the day? You go to the people, you beg them. Don't live without connection. Don't live without the connection of Allah. This is the job, is you go to the people. That's the reason Quran says, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. You are like a qazi. What is the job of the qazi? To join this man and woman together. So what is your job? Is to join the creation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole creation, don't live the life without the connection of Allah. Live the life with the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah created you? مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرَتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. You think I created you for, you know, azab? Or is this the reason I created you? I created you so that you be connected with me. So my dear respected brothers, that was the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they themselves were connected with Allah. And the second job which they had was, they would make the people get connected with Allah. This was the reason. And this speciality, this ummah has this speciality. That how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this place. We came over here. You know, a lot of us came for the economic opportunities. Because these people over here, people did not know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So our job is to introduce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them. And the reason, first of all, is this, that ourselves, we need to be connected. It's not that, you know, if somebody says, oh, I need to, you know, I want to, you know, go someplace. Okay, this is the direction. But have you been to that place? Well, I have no idea. It doesn't work. You yourself, a person, he himself needs to be connected. He would feel it. The connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iman, a person feels it. It's not something you give a lecture about it. It's a theory, and then wama alayna illa al-balagh, everybody goes home happily. This is the thing which you feel it when you get it inside your heart. That is the reason Sahaba, when they used to go to the people, they would say, "Kunu mithlana, be like us. We have this connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you also get this connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you also can live happily in this life and the hereafter, and all of your worldly solution problems would be solved. Because once your problems would be such, forget about making dua. Even when you have thought inside the heart, Allah will take care of your thoughts. Allah will listen to you to that extent. Like Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said to Rasulullah, "Ya Rasulullah, you have some desire to do something, Allah accepts it." This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what he does. Not only with whoever is following that same pathway. Like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, to the followers of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the same manner. So my dear respected brothers, this is our speciality. This is our greatness. This is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us. So a lot of time a person, he does it. There's a reason if a person does not have this connection with Allah, he's making the ibadah, he is doing the rituals without being connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would not say it's not worth it. It is fine. But to think that this is what the objective is, this is not correct. We need to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one thing. And at the same time, we need to work on the people also to tell them, oh people, do not live the life without the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you will live the life without the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will go through a lot of sufferings, a lot of pains. And all of these same pains and sufferings and issues are so that a person can turn himself. I'll say one story and I'll finish. You know, there was one barber. A man was, you know, sitting in the barber and cutting his hair. So the barber started keep on complaining. You know, there is no God. There is nobody like this. People say there's a God. If there was a God, there would have been no sufferings and stuff like that. So then suddenly he saw a homeless man sitting, and he had all of this disheveled hair. So he said to this barber, you know, there are no barbers. He said, what do you mean? He said, look at this guy. If the barbers were there, then he would not be in this situation. The barber said, hold on. If he would come to me, I'll fix him. So this man said the same thing. He said that if the reason people are in suffering is because they're not connected with Allah. If they were been connected with their Creator, they would not be in this situation. That is the reason Quran says, "Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'minun, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Taste of Jannah you will get in this dunya. Taste of Jannah you will get over here. مَنْ لَمْ يَدْخُلُ جَنَّةِ الدُّنْيَا لَمْ يَدْخُلُ جَنَّةِ الْآخِرَةِ. The one who does not enter into the Jannah of dunya, how come he will enter the Jannah of Akhirah? This is what Hassan Basri says. These are the blessings of dunya which are very limited. These are just the barakat. أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah opens the barakat. Whichever field you put your hand in, you will be elevated. وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. And wherever you live in, Allah will put your love into the hearts of the whole creation. سَيَجْعَلْ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Whichever, whatever work you're doing, you're worried about your sustenance, your risk, your money. So the Quran says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. He would give you money from the avenues you have no idea about it. Quran says, Allah, what about my safety? وَوَيْتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. I'll take care of you. Ya Allah, what about my griefs and pains, my future pains and the previous griefs? قَالْ لَا 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 إِنَّا أُولِيَا اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Many ayat keep on, if you keep on opening up the Quran, you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, oh my human, oh my creation, this is just being connected when you're online. When your phone is online, then you can make any calls which you want to make. When you are online with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, constant, then my dear respect brothers, this dunya, what about the dunya? Ad-dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil-akhirah. Khalaqa lakum ma fil ardi jami'an. You're only worried about the creation. Allah says this creation will know you when you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our person does not know Allah, the creation also does not know the human beings. So my dear respected brothers, today we do tawbah, first of all from the sins. And the second is this, that if we live the life without the connection of Allah, we need to change our life. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, how can I become? You are saying to me, run towards you. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Oh Allah, guide me. How can I run towards you? Oh Allah, show me how I can get connected. How the Anbiya were connected. How the Sahaba were connected. Oh Allah, أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. How I can develop that love. How can have that love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then my dear respect brother, this love is contagious. This is not the love of the dunya, where it's not. This is the love which is contagious. If you see the one who is in love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just by sitting with them, you will feel that love also, because this is the desire of each and every human being. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality of this. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Inshallah, Azan will be called, and I think after that, Azan will be called later on. Yeah,
after Sunnah.
After Sunnah. Do your Sunnah, inshallah. Thank you.